This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is J.L. Berkowitz, and she has a brand new book called Twin Flames, The Lover of the Archangels. J.L. Berkowitz, thanks so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's going great. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Anytime. So tell me all about this brand new mythology book.
Okay. Well, it's a book. It's a fantasy romance novel, and it's for adults. It's packed with suspense. It's got thrilling, some violent, dark moments in it with passion and a lot of steamy, sexy scenes.
Very nice.
It is basically, it's a love story about a unique female soul and Michael the Archangel. It's a tale of devotion as the soulmates are faced with challenges when they are separated by different realms that is forcing them to take journeys to learn and discover self-discovery as they experience challenges with different human emotions while battling demons determined to keep them apart. It's a very descriptive book. It's got magical landscapes in it and very powerful characters. It's a combination of mythical and modern take, I guess you could say, on good and evil and love and loss.
Well, that is amazing, you know, and it's such a cool fantasy, you know, descriptive story too. You know, one of the characters, Sassy Hudson, is in it. Tell me all about her. Because she's a wild character, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She is at the heart of the book. She is the actual soulmate of Michael, who has been sent on a mission, and she's sent back to the earthly realm. She's a quirky country girl living in Texas, doing her thing, and you know, discovers a portal that takes her through journeys of mystical landscapes and creatures and fairies, all on a journey to find her love and to get back to her soulmate. And meantime, he, Michael, is in Celestial, the town, well, no, I can't say town, let's say more of the city of the Holy Angels, is witnessing this from afar, not allowed to help her. And for the first time, he is feeling human emotions and learning how to deal with that himself. So it's an emotional run with human emotions, and but it's also very thrilling, exciting. Hopefully, keep you on the edge of your seat.
So, what was kind of your inspiration for this story? You know, I mean, there's so many different fantasy novels out there. You know, like obviously Harry Potter is the biggest one of them all. But you know, what kind of got you into this realm?
It's funny. It happened like 10 years ago. The book came to me in a dream. And I was in a very, very dark place in my life at the time, going through recoveries. And it was just weird that I kept having the same dream over and over and over. It was just like watching a movie. But it was the book, and thank God that I wrote notes down and I jotted everything down that I had seen in my visions. And I've always wanted to be a writer, just never had the opportunity to do it. And when I've gotten through my recovery and the really difficult time in my life, I was able to make time and space for myself to achieve this goal in my life and take this new journey and write the book. But it has been with me for over 10 years. Trying to get it started here and there. So, I mean, I just had pockets and pockets of notes on it. It was just a dream. That's the best thing I could say. It was just it was a dream that came to me and I was told to write it.
Well, how hard was it though to keep that dream in mind? Because I feel like whenever I have a dream about something, I always forget it like immediately after. Like literally, like the second it happens, I wake up and I'm like, oh crap. That was a great idea.
Like I said, it was playing to me like a movie. It would come and then I wouldn't have the dream for a while. And then the dream would show up again exactly where it was before and then continue with another episode, I guess you could say. So yeah, the dreams came to me for probably about a year. And they were so vivid that it made me write them down right when I had them. And thank God I did that. or I would have not had the notes to write the book. But it was just, I was told to do it. So I did it.
You did it, and you did it successfully. And now it's out on Amazon and it's out for the world to read. Tell me about obviously we talked a little bit about Sassy, but you know, do you connect with her? Like, is that kind of like the relevance of you? Like, do you, like, where do you kind of see yourself in the book?
You could see me as Sassy. Yes, definitely. I am an original Texan. I did live in the little town that is based in the book. So there was a lot of self-reflection when I did write this book. As I said, I was going through a really hard time in my life. So a lot of the feelings I was able to resonate with the characters myself.
So now you got this book out, you know, it's your first publication. You know, how does that feel, you know, to finally release your first book?
It's scary. It's exciting. It's just a bundle of emotions because you just don't know how people are going to take it. But at the same time, you've got to not focus so much on that and enjoy the time that, you know, that you created this, and I created this and I've got it out there, and it's a huge accomplishment. And it's a little difficult to remember how exciting that is when you've got reviews coming at you.
The scary stuff along with it.
But I am very excited that it's out right now. Only the ebook is available. But it's an exciting journey, and I'm anxious to see where this career takes me.
Yeah, and again, the book is called Twin Flames, The Lovers of the Archangels. You know, tell me about the title, too. You know, where did that title come from?
That was kind of a fluke situation. For the longest time, I could not think of the title, and then I was in the middle of writing one night, and it was my grandson who came around the corner and just happened to say the words, not knowing what they meant or anything, and it was just like clicked. Oh my gosh, that's the perfect name for it. It can be a standalone, but it's not. I'm already working on the second book. So it's going to be a series that, you know, can just go in so many different directions.
Are we calling the series Twin Flames, or are we going with a different title for the actual series?
The actual series will probably be The Lovers of the Archangel. This is just book one. When we decided on the title, I thought I did a good thorough check on names on that, but obviously there's a lot of books out there called Twin Flames, so that would probably change.
You know, there's so many people with different ideas, but obviously nothing is like yours. Yours is like an awesome, yeah. It's an awesome concept too. But what's so crazy about it, it's coming from, you know, a lot of the idea from it is really just coming from chance and everything that's happening in your life so far, you know, all these crazy, you know, experiences that's happened. Not only, you know, the dreaming, but also, you know, your son telling you the name of the title without even knowing, you know, what he was saying.
That was my grandson, not my son, my grandson.
Excuse me, grandson, yeah.
A little 4-year-old kid came around the corner just saying the name, and I was like, well, my gosh, thanks, you know, so that worked out quite well.
Does he get some royalties for that, or is he just, you know, just a thank you and a nod?
I can't even get to sit down and read Dr. Seuss with him right now. So we'll talk about that, you know, if we get any money off of this in the long run.
That's awesome. You know, where do you kind of see this series going? I mean, obviously you said you were going to write a second book, but, you know, where can we see the characters developing? Is it going to be a continuation of them, or is it going to be kind of, you know, a whole new set of people we're going to meet?
It'll be some of the same, but with adding more to it. I would like to, I was mentioned to once that it would be a really good manga book if I was to do a series of that, because you could play off so many different characters and go so many different ways. So I've got big dreams for this one. I would love to see it in the films. Of course, I think all writers wish for that. But, you know, it's going to take it day by day and just see how this goes.
You know, also about the illustration, too, you know, just for the cover itself is incredible. You know, who did you work with to kind of produce that idea?
I worked with Amazon Publishing Network. And I'm going to tell you something. That was amazing because I told them what I was looking for, but I wasn't really descriptive. Mm-hmm. And I was stressing on that. And it was the second try and they nailed it.
That's awesome.
And I was so impressed. And everyone that I've shown it to, they don't even ask me what the book's about. They're just like all into that cover. So hopefully that helps me out too there. But yeah, the cover is a perfect description of Sassy herself and of the spirits behind her. So, you know.
Was there a reason for the name? Honestly, you know, I mean, obviously every detail matters, but, you know, having the name Twin Flames, you know, but having it written as T-W-I and then the I is also part of the N. Was that kind of a nod to that somewhere in the book?
Nope. That was just part of their fancy
doing things.
Fancy take on that cover for me. I looked at that and I thought, wait a minute, you know, are we missing a letter here? What's going on here? But then the more and more I looked on it, the more it grew on me. And it's different and I'm different. So it kind of fits, you know. So
no, it's really cool. It's a really cool.
It's a good fit.
It's a cool little it's a cool little add to the book too, you know. And not only is there this book full with jam-packed, you know, excitement and thrilling nature too, not only in the fantasy realm, but also just in general with, you know, with all these different unique characters that you get to uncover. I mean, you know, the book itself is just a lot of fun too to read. You know, where do you kind of see this book going, you know, once people kind of get the fandom going?
I would love for a quick demand on number two. I would love for it to be in a lot of book clubs. I would like to hear people talk about it and just get their feeling on it and how they resonated with the characters. Like I said, I would love to see it in a movie.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, yeah,
would be awesome.
Well, JL, you know, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. And for those who want to pick up the book, where can they go?
Right now, the ebook's only available, and it's available on Amazon and Kindle. And that ebook is for sale right now for $7.99. We have not had the launch date yet on the paperback and the hardback, but that should be coming hopefully before the spring.
And besides this series, is there anything else you're working on?
I do a lot of, I'm a very creative person. I'm also a hairdresser on the side. But I'm an empath. So I spend a lot of my time outside in nature, and that also helped me write the book because the book kind of connects with that way too. Excuse me. But I spend a lot of time with my grandson. I love being outside. Like I said, I live in Sarasota, so the beach is right here.
Ooh. That's nice.
yeah. So it's just, you know, just I keep myself busy. My working years have passed and I'm yay for that. But
congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'm, you know, not ready to retire and ready to start a new adventure.
And you definitely have. And it's called Twin Flames, The Lover of the Archangel. Again, the author is J.L. Berswick. Thank you so much for joining me on the Zach Feldman Show and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.